1.2, your very own client. Should mention, by the way, that underneath the title of this section, where it says your very own client, you'll see a progress bar. That's how far you've gotten so far in this segment, and as you progress through this segment, that progress bar will fill up. So it just gives you a graphic indication of how far you've come. Obviously, we haven't come too far right now, so let's get going. You're going to be assigned your own client, either by your instructor in class, or you'll be asked to choose one or the other. In doing so, remember that it's not always looking for the easiest client or even the most interesting client, because as a working paralegal, that's not going to be your option. You take the client that's given with you. This client will stay with you through the program. All of your written assignments and all of your research assignments, except one, will be based on your client's case. And you're going to be expected to keep track of your client file folder, put the finished products within your file folder, and also, very importantly, to start keeping track of your billable hours. The lecture notes on this site talk about being flexible and giving yourself a break. Being flexible means don't feel like the facts that are provided to you have to be kept to exactly. If you need to modify or add to the facts to make the case more realistic, that's fine. Remember, you would normally have your own client that you could call up and clarify things with. You don't have that here. So we give you that flexibility. You can actually change some of the lesser facts around the client's circumstances, or you can even add to them, and maybe in a few cases even detract from them if that makes your life a little bit easier. That's kind of the trade-off. And also remember that in your research, there's not always an exactly right or wrong answer. That's the way of life. If things were black and white in a law firm, we wouldn't have jobs because nobody would be arguing and going to court over them. So do your best. Don't feel like you have to always find the exact right answer or to be the hero to save your client's case, because that's not particularly realistic. Make sure you take a look at the duties of the attorney and the paralegal, that's a link at the bottom of the page here. That will help you to kind of just get a feel for those areas that are performed, those skills that are performed by the attorney versus the paralegal, the areas where they overlap, and the areas where they are exclusive, like giving legal advice is only for the attorney. So make sure you take a look at that before progressing on to 1.3.